The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, today's podcast is going to get heated because the radio was crazy. The social media is going wild. And we're talking about a voluptuous teacher who some parents wanted fired because of her body, which is stupid.
Because she just naturally looks good.
She not even dressed like provocatively nothing.
Some of y'all never had hot teachers. And it shows.
I had some really beautiful teachers growing up. I really did.
For this woman's situation, though, I think she's just got some jealous moms.
Oh, I think so, too, DJ Automatic. And she's not the woman that I'm talking about. She's not the teacher who has an OnlyFans. I think people confuse that on social media. She's just a beautiful teacher that parents were after. However, there are some teachers that are getting in trouble all over the country because to supplement their crappy salaries, they're getting OnlyFans to make extra money. And it's become a problem. You know, principals are firing them. School districts are not happy with the situation. How about giving teachers a raise?
Ooh.
I love that. I love that idea. But easier said than done, right? So let's listen to the podcast and talk about it. Is it Friday's Eve? Yes, it is. We finally arrived. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Aid.
And as you can see, my husband is back.
I
missed you very much.
I've been out of town trying to handle some family business. You know, my dad, he's making his transition into the universe, we could say.
You know, it's interesting that word transition, because I believe that's what it is. I know that energy passes on, right? It never completely ends.
But he has not transitioned yet. It was nice to, you know, get to spend, I was there for about a week. It was nice. Like the first couple days I was there, he was actually present. He was able, I got to play cards with him, hang out with him. But, you know, it's declined and it's just a matter of time now.
Were you in the house you guys grew up in? Obviously, you pretty much spent a lot of your childhood there, right? You moved to New Mexico when you were 9.
8.
And all your siblings were there.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, my dad's family showed up and it was good to see people.
All right, well, I'm glad you're back because I missed you. And I talked about it every single day.
Yeah, no, And people can't see what's going on behind the scenes, but Dana's hair looks like a bird's nest. So she is definitely glad.
I'm the one who's supposed to be going crazy right now, but Dana just looks crazy.
I'm glad you're back, dude. My ears feel better now. Yesterday, out of here, for the past, 72 hours, out of here about this garage door opener that your wife couldn't fix.
I mean, like, I literally have a family. My father is dying, and she's like, oh, my God.
The garage door opener.
I didn't want to bring anything up happening in our lives that was personal like that. I allowed you to speak on that. How in the world am I going to come to work and speak
on
that?
No, I know.
Come
but
on.
Just know that no matter what's going on in the world, Dana's going to make sure that garage door gets taken care of.
Well, I didn't want you to come back and have to deal with it.
That was about the next option.
Yeah, that was it. So shout out to myself and shout out to Eric for being there for you, Automatic, and absorbing your wife's rants.
Yeah.
While you were
shout
gone,
out to
dude.
My hair looking like a bird's nest. I look like a busted Barbie. That's what DJ Automatic said. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with wishing Instagram a happy birthday.
Instagram
is 12. It was launched on this day in 2010.
She's so young. I thought she was like 20.
Yeah. All right. We also got National Coaches Day. It's also National Plus Size Appreciation Day. But
let's pause on that for a minute.
Yeah,
come on. Appreciate your body. Everybody's built the same. I had to come to terms with the fact that I'm not a tiny, tiny person. People are always like, you're short. I am who I am.
Yeah, you could let
I'm bigger quick. When I ate a lot of Oreos.
There you go. Anyway. Boom. Way to step up to the scale right there of honesty, Dana Cortez. I love it. And let's wrap it up on National Noodle Day.
Oh, ooh. Good spaghetti starts with a great homemade noodle. I like
my aunt.
Dente.
She, like I said, she came to see my dad, and she made the most amazing spaghetti.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Dana. I think she's got you on the spaghetti.
I would think so. I make canned spaghetti. I'm not the spaghetti connoisseur, okay? That ain't me. All right, let's get ready for your down in the DM. That's coming up. Before, though, I want to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. I had no idea that Jean-Michel Basquiat was Latino. His father's Haitian, his mother born in Puerto Rico.
Damn.
When I found out, I started looking at all the paintings, the vibrant colors, there's a lot of skulls, Spanish words throughout, and there's several paintings named in Spanish, Sábado por la Noche, Arroz con Pollo. So now I'm like, I'm going to have to buy a Basquiat painting. And then I looked.
We're going to have to work a little bit longer, right after the garage door.
It's not going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
More and more I keep reading about teachers or people in the military or other jobs supplementing their income by starting OnlyFans accounts. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting nude or anything, but they're sharing bikini photos, things like that. And that's what we're talking about. There was a woman, very voluptuous, beautiful young kindergarten teacher. Thick. Some parents were complaining about her body that she was born with, wanting to get her fired. She's not even dressed provocatively.
Not at all.
She's just a very sexy woman.
She was born looking that good.
Yeah. Hater. No, not really.
Well, I mean, that's funny, but that jealousy might have been what drove of women and angry moms to be like, yo, let's get this lady out of here.
She's too hot. And then that led me deeper into the rabbit hole of teaching and other jobs that I feel like are not paid well for the work they do. We place our children in the hands of teachers for hours and hours and hours a day. They spend more time with their teacher than they do us during certain parts of their lives. Why are teachers not paid? And then when they try to supplement their income by doing OnlyFans and whatnot, and I'm not sitting here saying you should start an OnlyFans, that's not what I'm doing, they get fired.
Which I don't have a problem with.
Otto, you don't have a problem with them getting fired?
No, because I feel like if you pick your profession. If you're going to be a stripper or you're going to be OnlyFans, do that. Or be a teacher. You know, if you're going to be a teacher, teachers are like thought of like the pinnacle, the zenith of society. Why don't they get paid?
They like should the be zenith compensated.
Yeah, they should be compensated. You're right. I've always said that. I think they should make six figures.
What are you doing to help? I'm an advocate for them.
But I don't think it's okay for your teacher to be selling sex while trying to educate our children, because then it confuses the children. What's right? What's wrong? I mean, it's all part of, like, honestly, the decline of morality in America.
I knew you were going to take the morality route on this one. For me, it's not even a matter of morality when it comes to helping these teachers supplement income. I think, yeah, if you want to do OnlyFans, do it. But the reality of OnlyFans, the majority of people on OnlyFans only make about $150 a month.
What?
So you're not doing that much.
Why risk your career for some extra change?
Because they need to supplement that income, though, right?
Because they're not making enough money. And I never want women to have to become
sex workers.
I didn't even want to say the word. Okay. But let's be real. Everyone who's listening right now participates in it. And you want them to be safe and you want them to be treated with respect and all of that. And if we're not respecting these people enough to pay them well, what do we want them to do?
I don't know.
Some teachers don't even make a living wage.
Obviously, I don't have a problem with sex workers. But I feel like if you're a teacher, then like I said, I just feel like it cheapens the profession of teaching.
What about if your teacher is like doing like Uber Eats and like is she like a rideshare driver?
That's why I'm saying teachers need six figures. It's not fair. These people take care of your kids. They educate your children. They educate society. Why are they not paid better?
I want to ask that question, and we can do it right here on the radio. We can do it on social media because this is a conversation that we should continue. I asked you, what are you doing to help? What are we all doing collectively to help teachers get paid so they don't have to resort to any other job?
I'm subscribing to OnlyFans is what I'm doing.
Part of the decay.
Part of the rise.
No, Automatic, it's not part of the decay. There have always been sex workers. The difference is that now women are taking charge of what men have abused for centuries and thousands of years, and maybe it makes people feel better to get on our high horses and judge them, which we shouldn't do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have 5 tips that will get your relationship out of the rut. And I'm talking about, you know, you get monotonous, you're doing the same thing over and over, and you know you love the person you're with, but it's just kind of gotten dull. First, though, DJ Automatic, you talked about swimming robots.
Tiny swimming robots. Engineers built microbots to swim around in the lungs and detect pneumonia in rats. The study found that rodents who had tiny machines to eliminate the bacteria in them survived. The rats who didn't use the microbots died after just 3 days. So this method is actually more effective than antibiotics. So pretty soon you're not going to be taking a pill. You're just going to be swallowing a little microbot.
I love that. No, because I know people might be rats. Don't we have like a close pH balance with the rats and mice, that's why they test on
rats and monkeys and all that
stuff. But that's natural, right? You put the little robot in and it eats all the bacteria.
I just want to know how you get it out. Because it's going into your lungs.
It's the same way, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming out the back end or I have no idea.
No, because however they put it in, wouldn't that be how they
take
it out?
Or maybe it's just remote control and it just swims out your mouth. I don't know. I have no idea.
That'd be so fun to be the one driving the robot through the lungs.
Kind of creepy.
Nobody wants to gag out a robot, though. All right. In case you missed it, Cheap Caribbean, which is a traveling website, and OnePoll teamed up and did a survey of 2,000 adults and found out that mojito drinkers and margarita lovers are the best sexy time lovers.
Makes sense.
Woo! Shout out.
And it also goes on to say that people who love wine are more musically inclined as well, too.
Really?
So take that and do what you want with it. Get me a margarita, because I need help.
Anthony's going to start drinking.
I would have thought it would have been whiskey drinkers. So, you know, and you all know why.
I don't even know what that means.
Whiskey, come on.
What is that?
When you don't, you can't, yeah, I don't, you can't finish. Let's just say
that. But that doesn't make it good.
It's when you got to call in a robot to help you.
Okay, in case you missed it, long-term relationships can get boring. That doesn't mean you don't love your partner. It means you're in a rut. And these are five tips, according to womenshealthmag.com, that will help you get out of that rut. Number one, take time to talk to each other, not at each other. Couples have the habit of talking at one another.
It's a good idea right there.
Number two, share gratitude and appreciation. Aww. Tell the person, thank you for doing this for me. Thank you for going above and beyond. Number three, why don't y'all try something new together?
Ooh, yes.
I thought about that because you're right. Couples, we go to the same place. Otto, you and I go to the same place.
Same stories, yes. Stores, no, new everything. Experiences always like spice it up, yes.
Yeah. Here's something that couples fall off from doing. Number four is show affection. Hug, hold hands, spoon. Otto, be my little spoon tonight.
I'll wear you like a backpack.
I know you will. And the biggest thing that you need to do, the final thing, is shake up your sexual routine. It does
try
get to be
new.
Routine. Well, what time do you do it? Is it day or night? Is it the same thing over and over? You got to try something a little different.
Got to spice it up.
Hey, let's drink some margaritas.
There you go.
Have a little margarita before the next time. You know what I'm saying? All right, if you'd like me to
don't
share
know
this
what
article.
You just said.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't want to say it because we'll get in trouble and fined by the FCC, and this is a family show. All right, if you'd like me to share this article with you, if you're in a relationship, please DM me now to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can we start our WTF stories off with something positive for everybody?
Oh, there it is. Share the lights.
An Indiana high school junior has become the only student in the world to earn a perfect score on AP calculus exam.
Oh, wow.
Perfect score.
That's what's up.
108 out of 108 questions formulas done correctly.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I actually got let go from AP chemistry, so I respect this kid a lot, dude.
This is crazy. His name is Felix Zhang, and his parents are both math professors.
That's an unfair advantage. He probably did math for fun.
Yeah, dude. While I was over there blowing into interlocks for my parents, this guy's over here taking practice math tests, dude. No wonder we have different opportunities.
I know. I'm looking for my drunk uncle at the park.
Blowing into interlocks.
270,000 students worldwide took the test. Felix Zhang is the only one to ever, in the history of history, to score perfect score. Yeah. Here's what he had to say.
It was really nice being able to have like a perfect score. It was pretty surprising.
Surprising, yeah, right.
All right, man. Let's go from that genius to this idiot who was driving a semi in Tennessee, and he crashed his big rig, spilling Alfredo sauce all over the highway.
Too much sauce.
It's too much sauce.
That's hilarious.
No reason to be afraid, though. I thought that was a bar. In my head, I was like, I'm about to bar him up on this one. But yeah, no, so they cleaned it up. But unfortunately, the cheese and the cream is still staining the highway. So if you ask residents, they say traffic really stinks.
Let's not ask the residents.
Well, if you didn't think this WTF getting more dumb, listen to this.
Okay, automatic, what you got?
Audio of this guy who just shot himself in the Richard and also shot his dog. Oh!
Hey! I just shot myself in the...
Oh my god.
Hey, Tonto. What? I shot myself in the...
What?
I just shot myself in the fucking... Oh, man. Drive me to the hospital. I just shot my dog.
Oh,
and the dog.
Who got hit too, boy?
Bro,
my dog!
No,
take my dog inside. Take my dog inside.
Anthony,
take my dog inside, please.
Hey, can you give him a ride? Come here, come here.
Poor dude, he took out both of men's best friends in one shot.
Oh my gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna is speaking for the first time about her Super Bowl halftime performance, and we are going to play you the audio right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. This story and more, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Mr. 33 million subscribers on YouTube, Ryan from Ryan's World, celebrating his birthday.
Oh my gosh, Damn, that boy. He gets to open toys and he's a multimillionaire.
Speaking of which, did you see the Minecraft guy exposed himself?
Oh, whoa, no.
Exposed himself?
Oh, he never showed his face before and now he finally showed his face.
Oh,
and
I thought you meant exposed himself.
Yeah, weird choice of words right there.
Well, he did expose himself because...
His face.
Yeah, and people were not happy with it.
Happy birthday, Addison Rae, too. Let's wrap it up right there, dude. Okay.
So let's talk real quick about Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Oh my gosh, it looks like they've both hired divorce attorneys.
Oh.
I know. I'm so sad about this whole thing.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's over just because you have a lawyer on, you know, retainer.
Sure it doesn't, DJ Automatic.
I mean, they could talk it out. They got kids together. I mean, at the end of the season, they can get back together, Dana.
I don't know, dog, because he went last offseason, hung out with her for like 3 weeks, and then ran right back to the NFL. I think this thing's done, bro.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because she just ran off to Brazil.
Dude, Tom Brady's going to get him another Victoria's Secret model. Sick, dude. He's a legend.
Definitely not another ring.
Nope.
All right, so now we'll talk about Kanye West versus Vogue versus everybody. He's fighting with Khloe Kardashian over his children. And I guess he attacked a Vogue writer. Her name is Gabriella Carifa Johnson. He threw her photos up on his Instagram. He has since deleted them since he's met with her at the Vogue offices, making fun of her boots. He apologized. I just think he's in a bad place. You know, he's having one of his little...
I feel like he's doing a lot of backtracking right this week, though.
I've never seen him do that much backtracking.
I mean, you start talking trash about Bernard Arnault, who, like, runs the fashion world, yeah, you might not be in there much longer.
But he's Kanye West, and he's Yeezy, and I don't know about all that.
Well, he didn't have the ball take on, Anna Wintour, so...
I feel like Kanye is a genius marketer, right?
And it's clout chasing. He's a provocateur.
He does. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to describe it.
Bruh. All right, and then finally, Rihanna is opening up about her performance. Of course, we're all excited. Super Bowl is one thing, but her performing halftime is another.
Oh.
How's she feeling about it?
Oh, nervous. But I'm excited.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Will Rihanna have one of the greatest Super Bowl performances of all time?
After putting a lot of thought into this, I'm going to go with a hard no.
Automatic, why?
I love Rihanna. She's got great music, but as far as being a live performer, she's not the greatest dancer. She does have a good singing voice, but not the greatest singing voice. I think she's going to have to build a lot of stuff around her to make the show exciting. Kind of like The Weeknd did.
Are you just mad because Rihanna's going to be the Super Bowl and your Vikings are not?
Oh!
I think that's where that's stemming from.
Let's see at the end of the season where that's at.
We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you think Snoop Dogg, do you automatically think snacks?
Blood am.
Kind of, right?
You know what I'm talking about?
Food news is big today. Of course, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday, Friday's Eve on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so you know we talked to Billy Eichner on the red carpet at the VMAs. His movie Bros bombed at the box office. Some say it was because of the way that they promoted it. However, Marvel is banking on movies being back with the release of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. The trailer is sick. The movie's scheduled to be in theaters November 11th. It's going to be good.
Wow, hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, why are you doing Billy like that?
You're trying to straight.
Yeah, you're trying to compare him to Black Panther? I think most people don't even know who he is.
Somebody does, because our podcast with him on it is going crazy. Go check our conversation.
And go watch the movie Bros. It's very funny, dude.
Dana Cortez Show, all streaming platforms.
Why are you doing it to me now, dude?
It only made $4 million. Nobody, not that many people saw it. All right, and in food news, Snoop Dogg is teaming up with Sumo Snacks. They're launching Snazzle O's. What are Snazzle O's? Cannabis-infused crispy onion flavored rings.
Okay, Snoop. Chill out.
Oh, listen. Snoop Dogg and this company think that the edible candy space is oversaturated and there's no salty snacks. And so they think they're onto something. Okay, most people describe them as a tasty Funyun with a side of high.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I
like it.
I'm just gonna say this: if I'm eating something like that, I'm not really eating it for the taste. Just to be honest,
you know what space is? He does have something though by saying that the salty edible game is wide open, because it is, along with like the healthy edible game as well too. So maybe
there's no such thing as a healthy edible.
I'll just stick to Funyuns because they have no side effects. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start this one off with National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Yes,
all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, love yourself.
All right, and we also have National Noodle Day, which makes us all plus size.
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Man, I will never trust a skinny Italian cook.
Automatic, that's funny.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Coaches Day. Yes.
Oh, shout out to all the coaches out there. I was somebody who couldn't really afford sports growing up. Now it's just outrageous. But I did have a lot of good coaches / health science teachers.
Oh, Seriously,
I was always in athletics, always played sports at school.
Yeah, shout out to all the coaches, bro. For me being raised by a single mom, coaches helped save me. So
Anthony, that's
shout
good.
Out to
that's
Coach
good.
Antonio Vargas and Coach Jimmy, who helped me in
shout
basketball.
Shout out to Anthony. He still coaches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anthony still goes out there and volunteers.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Inside the Dana Cortez Show earlier, we were discussing the teacher who is being asked to step down from her position because she is, quote unquote, too attractive.
Too sexy for work.
Too sexy, all right. That led us down a rabbit hole where we eventually got to talking about adult films and how to talk to your significant other about maybe, you know, what you like when it comes
what
to
you're
adult
into.
Films, right? So we're going to give you the idiot-proof guide on how to talk to your partner about your love for adult films. I just want to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and this is gonna be a fun conversation because off air it was fun. Me, you, Automatic, and Dana Cortez all got into this conversation about why is it taboo to talk about sexy time. It's a little weird, but it shouldn't be, especially with your
partner.
I mean,
it's the most natural thing you can do.
Yes.
I mean, you procreate to create.
Okay, there you go. And sometimes, you know, you may need a little motivation. Right? Is that where we're going with the adult films here? I thought you were going to back me up.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Or just spice things up.
And sometimes I think adult films help keep men monogamous.
Facts.
Right? Because it's like, okay, facts. I'm going to go ruin my life or get a side chick. No, I'm going to watch this little film and boom, we're good.
Back to sleep.
Back to normal
get
mental state.
Eat, maybe make a sandwich, go to bed.
So, ladies or homies, if your partner is into these adult films, don't be alarmed. You should be excited that they're bringing this conversation to you.
Yeah, instead of hiding it from you.
All
too.
Right. So if you're a little nervous, though, you know, not every relationship has that
Openness.
Open communication yet. Not everyone's there. So I'm going to give you a few different methods that you could use to bring this conversation up to your partner. All right. So you want to tell your lover how much you love adult films, whatever search engine you may be using. Go ahead and do it through pillow talk.
Okay.
Right after you guys get done being intimate with each other.
Well, nobody wants to talk about that after you're done.
Well, if the sexy vibes are still there. The sexy vibes are still up. Nobody wants to talk about it at brunch, though, bro. You can't bring it up.
But at the same time, like, if you just finish and then you're bringing it up after, she's going to be like, was it that bad?
All right, approach. Use that one with caution.
Yeah.
Use that one with caution. This one right here, this is a little iffy. Take the safety in numbers approach. All right, if you're at a party with some friends and maybe the conversation leads to adult films or rated R
movies.
Have
one of your boys bring it up.
Yeah, there it is.
And he could catch the stray instead of you getting shot directly.
But that gets the wheels turning a little bit about what you like, maybe. Number three right here is a simple little scheme, the breadcrumb approach. This is a little dicey, homies.
Leave your computer open. Maybe leave it on the page.
There it is. As a matter of fact, that doesn't even sound like a good idea.
No.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
This is a horrible list. Who thought of this?
GQ magazine, dude.
They suck.
All right, here's a real way you should do it. Just ask about it.
How about that?
Just be a grown-up and talk about it. Say, hey, this is what I like when it comes to sexy time.
And it also lets you know where you stand in your, you know, sexual escapades.
Don't ever say sexual escapades and look at me like that again, DJ Automatic. All right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.